Hello and welcome to all the listeners around the world to our podcast, Let's Talk Cricket. I would like to briefly introduce our podcast to everyone. Myself, Anish, I am a big-time cricket fan, especially Test cricket. I am conducting this podcast in conjunction with two other friends, Nikhil and Jay. I am an engineering management professional, lives in California, and practically eat, drink, and breathe cricket. We all follow and love cricket very diligently. We always have our opinion about given situation of cricket and everything around it. This is our platform to bring those discussions to larger audience. Our goal is to discuss various cricket matches being played globally with specific focus on Indian cricket. We want to bring unspoken cricket analysis on a given topic to the listeners. We hope that you like our podcast. It would be great if you can follow and subscribe our podcast. Any kind of comments or suggestions will be highly appreciated. That being said, I would like to ask my other host to introduce himself. That starts with Nikhil, followed by Jay.
Thanks, Anish. Hello to all our listeners, and thanks for tuning into our podcast. It's great to have you all with us. This is Nikhil signing in from cold Toronto, Canada. I'm an ardent cricket enthusiast and have been following the great game since the past two decades. It's going to be an exciting year ahead, especially with the 2019 Cricket World Cup just around the corner. Boy, I can't wait for it to start. Over to Jai. Hey, Jai, how are you? What's up?
Hey, Nikhil. I am doing very well. Thank you. Thanks, Anish, for the introduction. Hello, all the listeners. This is Jai Padia. How are you all doing? I'm a big cricket fan, just like all of you. To introduce myself, I would have just said I'll eat, live, and breathe cricket, but Anish stole my line. So what I'm going to say is just simple plain old that I am originally from India as well, the same town as Anish and Nikhil, and I'm a big cricket fan. I'm currently based in the Big Apple, New York. I try to play some cricket whenever I get a chance. That's mostly in the summer, and I watch and read a lot of cricket all year round. So I have some opinions of my own, and I am very excited to share my views and opinions through this podcast.
So Cricket World Cup typically brings a lot of excitement among cricket lovers, especially the ones who are not following the cricket that regularly. Generally, people who has a... Yeah, exactly. That's pretty true for like working professionals. So generally, people who has a cricket in back of their mind gradually start taking interest when Cricket World Cup is around the corner. So for the first episode of first season, we would like to discuss Indian team selection for the World Cup. We all know that India is one of the favorites to win the upcoming World Cup in England. But we want to present what we think is the right combination of team to increase India's chances of winning the World Cup. Nikhil will first present the core 12 players, which doesn't require much of a discussion, followed by our discussion of potential players who can occupy the remaining three slots. Nikhil, can you please go over the 12 players?
Yeah, sure. So I'll be running through our team of 12 players who made it to all our three squads. It was a no-brainer, really. They would be, in everybody's squad. It consists of two explosive openers, two reliable middle order batsmen, one trusted wicketkeeper batsman, two all-rounders, two wrist spinners, and three pacemen. Most of these players are also brilliant fielders. So here it goes. So starting with Shikhar Dhawan and Rohit Sharma as our dynamic opening duo, followed by Virat Kohli and Raidu as our middle-order rocks. Then we have the never-so-aging MS Dhoni as a wicketkeeper.
Did you guys
batsman,
stretch everybody... today? Oh my God.
Yeah, that was a bit stretching, man.
Yeah. So everybody knows what he's capable of and what he can do. Then we have all-rounders in Kedar Jadhav and Hardik Pandya. One thing to note is Jadhav here, we are thinking of him as an all-rounder. It's because he's a very handy bowler. His bowling action is pretty unorthodox and he's capable of getting some crucial breakthroughs. Then we have the wrist-spinning twins in Kuldeep Yadav and Yashvendra Chahal. And then we have our pacemen in Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Jasprit Bumrah and Mohammad Shami. We think that these 12 players would form the core of the team and they would give us a great shot at lifting the trophy.
Thanks, Nikhil, for presenting this 12 no-brainers. Now we would like to move on to more interesting discussion of potential players who can actually take the remaining three spots in the squad. Jay, can you please go over one by one?
Absolutely, Anish. Thanks. You are very right, Nikhil. It's very clear in the Indian squad right now that the top order and the bowling has already selected itself. There are no questions around them. There are a few questions around the middle order, especially who would be in the 11 and what role they would play. And there is definitely some questions on the bench strength. India does have a good bench strength, but it's not very clear who would go in right away. So let's talk about them. Let's start with the middle order. And what I'm thinking is the first person I want to raise is someone who kind of would end up selecting himself just like the other two middle order batsmen into the squad. He has been in the Indian squad on and off for a very long time. Probably the first person among all of those who are in the team right now. But he hasn't been there forever. That is Dinesh Karthik I'm talking about. A lot of people might think of him as a backup wicketkeeper, but for me, he's a more of a full-time batsman. He's a terrific finisher and he knows how to play to the situation. I don't need to say more about him. I think he would be in my squad. What do you guys think?
So according to me, like DK should definitely be part of Indian squad, mainly due to a couple of obvious reasons. One, I do agree with you, Jay, that he's definitely the first choice of backup wicketkeeper along with regular batsmen. His major role for the Team India is to strengthen the lower batting order. And we all know that he's a great finisher. Currently, India is not that strong when it comes to the middle order. So DK can really play that anchor role and take team to the last overs, especially the top order will fail to perform. On top of that, he can maintain good strike rate while playing that role. Another good point to support his selection is his fielding skill. So all in all, he should be part of the squad. What do you think, Nikhil?
Well, some good points raised by Jay and Anish. And yeah, definitely he would be in my 15-man squad. So in addition to what you guys said, I would like to add that he has an excellent temperament. He can play to the situation and he won't throw his wicket away. So that is one thing that you can expect from him. And these skills would really come in handy during high-pressure games when Team India is under the pump. He can also increase the tempo, playing proper risk-free cricketing shots. And, well, we all know his capability after watching the heroics in the final of the Nidas Trophy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was so awesome. I was very clear. Yeah, all of us would like Dinesh Karthik and most of our viewers too in our squad. Do you guys have anything to add about him? I guess not, right? Let's move on to the other person I wanted to talk about, and he's a wicketkeeper as well. Rishabh Pant. Rishabh Pant is an explosive batsman, young and very exciting. A lot of people who have seen Rishabh Pant grow as well. He started in great cricket, he scored runs there. He got into first class, he scored runs there. He scored runs test matches as well. Of lately, he has shown a lot of maturity in batting with the tail, especially in the test cricket. I feel I would want to put him in my squad. One of the things I would put him as, which not a lot of people would have thought about him, is having him as a backup opener to Shikhar Dhawan as well. In case Shikhar has to sit out for some reason, we would like to put someone who is left-handed and who is explosive as Shikhar at the top. I feel like Rishabh can do that job. I would want to put Rishabh in my squad.
I certainly think that Pant is a very talented cricketer and definitely he has a bright future moving forward. As you said, Jay, he can bring value to the team mainly because of his aggressive left-handed batting. The area where he needs an improvement is a wicket-keeping. Please note that England can be a very challenging when it comes to the wicket-keeping. That could be the most challenging thing after batting. So in my opinion, he's kind of lacking that experience to handle the pressure for the tournament like World Cup. On the other hand, BCCI is very bullish about his spot in the team and gave him an opportunity to shine for the series against Australia. But I don't think he should be part of the squad for the World Cup. What do you think, Nikhil?
I think Jay brought up a very good point regarding Rishabh being a like-for-like backup for Shikhar. But I think that in addition to his great potential, he still needs to be tested in more difficult situations. It's not a good idea to put him in a high-stakes tournament like the World Cup, especially when most of the matches will be high-pressure games. He's very young and he has a bright career ahead of him, and he's going to get many opportunities post-World Cup. Well, we all know that he's a terrific entertainer beyond his stumps, and nobody would agree more than Tim Payne, I guess. Yeah, but I think I won't include him in the 15-man squad.
Thanks, guys. It seems like the theme is clear. Both of you and Anish emphasize on experience in the World Cup squad. For me, it's the X factor in the World Cup squad, and that sometimes motivates me. But we can always think of Rishabh Dhawan, Rishabh Pant. Rishabh Pant as someone who can form our future and maybe not 100% our present. We have Dinesh Karthik as a backup wicketkeeper if he is not there.
I think another person that we would like to discuss is KL Rahul. Nikhil, do you want to express your point of view when it comes to the KL Rahul?
According to me, I think he should be in the squad. So there are many questions going about his slump in form, and that he has been picked in the squad to play Australia seems to say that the selectors still do have confidence in his ability. And he did play well for his half century in the first T20 international and also his 40-odd in the second T20 international against the Aussies, wherein he also scored at a very fair clip and he looked somewhat at his fluent best. It looks like he's getting to his confidence back, and well, no better place to get back his fluentness rather than like on batting friendly pitches in India. And he's a genuine match winner and he has the ability to take good attacks apart. He's a treat to watch when in full flow. Let's not forget that he played some good innings on India's last tour to England as well. And yes, definitely the series against Australia would be a make or break for him, really. But I would really hope Virat would give him a chance in each and every one day rather than just slotting him in this after the series is decided. And he won't be in my World Cup first choice 11, but mainly as a backup opener or a top order batsman in the squad. But let's see how he performs against the Aussies in the ODIs. Fingers crossed.
I think as far as my point of view is concerned for KL Rahul, Rahul will take lot of time during BCCI team selection meeting for World Cup. I really hope they don't serve coffee during that meeting. He's currently in a gray area in regards to the selection. In my opinion, he will be the right choice as a backup top order. He has the temperament and technique to be part of the team. He proved himself many times in the past. Currently, he is going through a bad phase. BCCI gave him an opportunity to perform during the Australia series. He will confirm his spot if he will perform good for the series against Australia. And apparently, he did well in both the T20 matches against Australia. So I think he should be part of the squad. And as Nikhil said, probably not in the playing 11. What do you think, Jai?
Yeah, I would agree to you guys now that you have presented your points. What I agree the most is the games against Australia are where Rahul has to prove himself to get into the team. And he has started off well. Let's see what happens in the one-day internationals. Yeah, let's wait and watch. I'm not 100% on Rahul, but I think he has potential to get into the squad if he performs well.
Yeah, I think enough about Rahul. We should.
Yeah, let's move on from Rahul. Yeah. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are talking about him, thinking about him, especially the media. There's one more person. He's an opener. But he's not been talked about so much as Rahul. He recently mentioned that he would like the BCCI to give him more opportunities. Ajinkya Rahane. He's a very well-respected player. He is the vice-captain of the test squad, and he has been in the one-day squad before as well. Unfortunately, right now, what I see about Ajinkya Rahane is that he is not able to maintain the same rate of scoring as everyone else in the Indian. Then again, there are some arguments in favor of Rahane where people say that he can provide solidity if he comes at the top and as a backup to Rohit Sharma in case Rohit Sharma has to set out. Well, what I see is that's probably still not the best idea. Rahane might be able to build up an innings, but he would not be able to accelerate like Rohit would be able to. What in case Rohit is out, what I would probably do is push Raidu up and he could do something like what Rohit does and then someone else can take over the missing middle order spot. Do you guys have any favors for Ajinkya Rahane at all?
I second that, Jay. I think Rahane shouldn't be in the squad, mainly due to a couple of reasons. Firstly, being his batting strike rate, it's close, hovering around like 70 to 80. And as you said, it's simply not good enough in today's era of ODI cricket. The second reason is that he hasn't played a lot of international cricket of late. I do feel for him because he's pretty consistent when he gets his chances. We saw that on the from the previous trip to the West Indies when he scored like many 50s on the trot. And he has been in the India squad, but that is against a second string opposition. He can always drop anchor with other players rallying around him. But I guess it would be unfair to select Rahane in the 15-man squad instead of another player who has performed well for India. He's better suited for the game's long format, and I don't really see him getting a backdoor entry into the final squad of 15. Any thoughts on that, Anish?
I think Rahane brings a lot of dynamic to the team. His ability to play the anchor role in the middle order can be a crucial factor. He has a lot of experience playing at an international level. One thing is very important at England is a slip catching. Means I acknowledge that this cannot be the deciding factor for the team selection, but something to note. Mm-hmm. Another critical point regarding his elimination from the squad is his limited presence with the Team India in the last few years with regards to the white ball game and his inability to play aggressively. So even I don't think he should be part of the squad.
Yeah, it seems like all of us agree and probably the selectors too. So let's move on. The next I want to talk about is the all-rounders. The first choice all-rounder is Hardik Pandya, obviously. He would definitely would be in the India squad. Another player who is very similar to him in what he offers is Vijay Shankar. He recently played in New Zealand and showed a lot of promise. Also, he's a seam bowling all-rounder, which would be important in England. Hardik still is inconsistent as a bowler sometimes. It worries me a little bit for that. And if he's not doing his job expected of him, Team India can have someone like Vijay Shankar take his place for a game and see how he does. So according to me, Vijay knocks the door for the very reason that he is very similar to Hardik and we need a backup for Hardik. What do you guys think?
I think Vijay comes around as a batsman with a very good temperament in addition to his seam bowling ability. So I would consider him more as a batting all-rounder. And he has demonstrated his temperament in the fifth and final one-day international against New Zealand in Wellington, where India were in a precarious situation with many early wickets falling. He should be in the mix of things to make it to the squad as a backup for Hardik. And Hardik has been ruled out of the Australian T20 and ODI series to regain full fitness. Hence, it would make sense to include Vijay as a backup seam bowling all-rounder if Hardik, touch wood, he doesn't break down, but if he breaks down during the World Cup. But we need to keep our bases covered. So I would have him in my squad.
I think I will be very point to the point for the Vijay Shankar. Means Vijay Shankar is another player who has a promising future ahead. My only reason behind his elimination from the team is a lack of experience. I think BCCI and team management can nurture him post-World Cup.
I don't remember, guys, but he's in the team for all the 5 1-day internationals against Australia, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see what he does then. Fingers crossed. One more all-rounder to talk about. The two all-rounders we talked about, Hardik Pandya and Vijay Shankar, I see them as batting all-rounders. Ravindra Jadeja, to me, is more of a bowling all-rounder. I know Anish loves that the squad for the World Cup must have a lot of experience. And that's why I'm pretty sure Anish would like this choice of Ravindra Jadeja in the team. Ravindra Jadeja is a player we all love and we all hate at the same time. Over this time, he has been the butt of many jokes. But yeah, he always 100% on the field. You must give it to him, guys. He is always 100% on the field.
Yeah, his sword swirling skills are amazing.
Yeah, I know. And he's still as good a fielder as anyone else in the team. Apart from being a bowling all-rounder, Jadeja is also primarily a bowler to the Indian team. He could be a backup to Chahal and Kuldeep. But in my head, Kuldeep and Chahal should be there in every game India plays. They could have a bad game or two, but they are still match winners. And difference if they are in the squad. So for that reason, I don't plan for getting Jadeja into the squad because he might not get a chance to play. Do you guys differ?
Means, if I were to actually present my point of view on Jadeja, that is a bit different from what you think. Again, my major reason behind his selection is his experience. He has consistently performed whenever given an opportunity to play. I agree that he is more or less like a bowling all-rounder than a batting all-rounder. But for an example, if team wants to strengthen their batting lineup against a strong bowling lineup and or we are actually playing on the flat wicket, then Jadeja can be handy. We can rest both wrist spinner in that situation and bring Jadhav, Jadeja and Hardik in our side. So that being said, I would certainly include Jadeja in my squad.
Some great points discussed by Jai and Anish. As Jai said, Jadeja, he is one of the best fielders in this Indian team. He's a pretty good bowler, but he mainly ties one end up without giving batsmen any freebies to hit. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the ability to run through the opposition as what Chahal or Kuldeep can do. And moreover, on the harder English pitches, I guess the wrist spinners can get more purchase from the pitch compared to Jadeja's finger spin. I would be tempted to include him in the squad, but with the spin twins already there and with another spin bowling option in Jadhav, I would say that having Jadeja would be a luxury. The selectors might have to take the hard call not to pick him in the squad, but that being said, he has been selected as Hardik's replacement for the ODI series against Australia. And so let's see what happens. But, well, I'm 60-40 towards not picking him in the squad.
Yeah, I am probably a little more on the north side. So we have talked about all-rounders recently and we started off talking about batsmen. Bowling is something we all feel that is quite sorted out in the Indian team. But I wanted to bring this one bowling spot in discussion. And I am going to talk about Umesh Yadav. In Bumrah, Bhuvi, Shami, India actually have a very good and dependable pace cordon. Umesh Yadav, does he fit into the squad according to you? Claims he has probably is that he is strong, fit, fast and can swing the ball. But is he reliable? Look at the T20 and I'm not in much favor there. Sorry, Anish, I didn't realize you were going to say something, but go ahead.
No, I was kind of in agreement with what you are trying to say. Like, Umesh Yadav is definitely a good choice as a backup pace bowler. He can generate pace, but it's not the valuable weapon when in English condition. One interesting thing that I would like to point out here is the current fitness of Indian bowlers. Typically, bowling is something that we find maximum number of injuries, and that's where the fitness plays an important role. For a long tournament like World Cup, we want our bowlers to be fit and available. We have a right combination of fit, pace, attack available right now. at any given match, we will most likely include only two pace bowlers in the playing 11. So I don't think there is a spot for Umesh in the team unless there will be an injury to any pace bowler prior to World Cup. What do you think, Nikhil?
One part of fast bowling that is so thrilling is when you see a bowler coming in, steaming in and bowling their heart out. Well, our Vidarbha Express is one such bowler. He's very athletic and a good fielder as well. And we have seen Virat persisting with Umesh in test matches, especially on flat and responsive wickets. So that's when you can trouble some batsmen. Unfortunately, he hasn't played too many games for India in ODI cricket. And another thing is he also hasn't been included in the ODI squad for the Australia series. This gives us a hint that he might not be on the selectors' radar for the World Cup. And as Jay pointed out, he didn't bowl well in the first T20 international against Australia. And I do second Anish's opinion that we have a tried and tested pace trio that we should stick with. And I don't think he should make it to the squad of 15.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I totally agree. We have Bhuvi and Bumrah, who are wonderful ODI bowlers. And Shami is a backup, and Shami did really well down under. So I don't see Umesh Yadav coming in, or for that matter, Khalil Ahmed, Mohammad Siraj and Siddharth Kaul to that matter as well. They could be the future of Indian bowling at some point, but not now for sure.
Yep, I do agree with you guys. So I think before we conclude our episode, I want to ask a quick question to both of you, for which I just need basically yes, no, or maybe answer. Okay. So what do you think about Raina and Yuvraj, guys? Jay, what do you think?
Hey, come on. You crack me up, dude. Seriously. Oh, I love Yuvraj, but this time is over.
Okay. What do you think, Nikhil?
No.
Okay. So, I think it's basically a hat-trick here. No from me, no from Jay, no from Nikhil.
No from the selection committee as well.
Yeah, let's see. So, I think this is a great discussion in regards to the team selection. On top of the 12 core team members, we all think there is a space for DK as a 13th player. We have two votes for KL Rahul and we have two votes for Vijay Shankar. Jay is a bit hopeful about punt selection, whereas I think Jadeja should be part of squad. So we will closely follow BCCI's team selection post-Australia series and provide further comments on their selection after they announce the team. So this concludes our first episode. Again, thank you very much for tuning into this podcast. We really hope that you like it. Please follow and subscribe our podcast. We will see you again with some exciting topics to discuss. Till then, goodbye.
Hey, goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks for tuning
in. Goodbye, everyone.